is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Live off the record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Central Bank, Burger King, RF Bank and Trust, Cable Bahamas, Rev Trio, Royal Star Assurance, and New Life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this today we continue with our series of shows, especially in the first half, giving we're just delighted to be able to get them this information. I have gotten such wonderful feedback from any number of parents and young people listening about the information that they are receiving. If you want to give us a call at all today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listened to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Our show today is title sponsored by the Central Bank of the Bahamas. So delighted that they have partnered with us, to make this happen today. So what I want to talk to you about in this first hour, with particular emphasis on some information for our young graduates, graduating students, and as they transition into adulthood, is the fact that community matters in what they choose and decide to do as they move forward. We want to talk about building and contributing to community as an adult responsibility. Now, I have to tell you that I feel profoundly about this issue, because even as we contemplate issues related to crime or issues related to economic prosperity or issues related to the legalization of marijuana or issues related vaccinations, the notion of community is an underlying truth, factor in all of that. When you and I come into this world, we don't come into a solo enterprise, do we? We come into a collective enterprise. When we come out of school, we don't come into a solo enterprise. We come into a group enterprise, a social situation that involves other people. Now, one of the things that has been challenging for modern life is the fact that we no longer have the organic, nominal reality of community like it was years ago, decades ago. It was the case that decades ago, most people were born into communities that were geographically speaking, physically speaking, tight, right? You live very close to the people you were close to, your family, your friends, your neighbors. They were tight-knit communities, and there was an easy commonness to the community. There was a almost what we call, to use a big word, in case some people tell me stop using big words, homogeneity, which means just sameness to the community. Most people believed the same kinds of things about life and how it started. They had similar, if not the same religion. They had similar community standards. The expectations of the young, the not so young, were pretty much the same. What was decent or indecent behavior was pretty much well known. What the rules were about behaving was pretty much well known, because the community had a seamless about it. You remember that? You remember, listen, you and I, if you were 50 something years old, you remember growing up that this notion of individuality may have existed, but it wasn't prominent. We were expected to dress in a certain way. We were expected to speak in a certain way, especially when we were interacting with the adult community. And the standards of what was decent or not decent, you shouldn't curse. You couldn't even in those days, you know, we used to be told a lot, don't use the Lord's name in vain. So there was a sameness to life. But as we evolved to a more modern, in quote, or developed, in quote, or a more industrial, urbanized society, proximity wasn't really the thing around which community was formed. Things were more dispersed. So now, instead of shopping in some big food store, instead of going to church in your community, you went to church someplace miles away. Instead of going to school in your communities, you were bused to someplace miles away. And so all of the things that made community cohere and identify with the sameness seem to disappear or diminish, so that we were a loose arrangement of people, and we started evolving into my identity, my individual self. So you had young people embracing their individuality and others embracing their individuality. And so now, as opposed to the physical community being our community, we started creating, as the research suggests, communities around particular specifics. Like, for instance, the community around gender. So the guys at their group and the girls at the group, communities around issues, community around ideals, community around religious stuff. And so now we identify not as, say, so much Fox Hill or Hawksville or Palmetto Point or 8 Mile Rock. We identify with F&M and PLP. We identify with Baptist or Catholic or Anglican. We identify with homosexual. We identify with the anti-vaxxers versus the vaxxers. So now we have these self-interest related community driven things. so that that cohesive body of people that used to nurture and grow each other was not, is not now so prominent a thing. Now, here is what is interesting about that. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book, Outlier, opened that book with a story. And the story was of a community of people in Rosetta, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America, who almost 100% only died of old age. They didn't die of heart disease. They didn't die of strokes. They didn't die of diabetes. They practically died of old, a particular, I think he was a sociologist or physician rather, picked this up, that he, that these people were just, he said he seldom saw in his practice anyone come into him for many of the chronic things that people in the United States of America died from. And so he then investigated it. So he and his assistants got the death records for years of the people in this community. And they found out what these people's cause of death was. And no one died of anything other than old age. And so it made them wonder what it was that caused these people to essentially only die of old age. And they thought for, in the first instance, maybe it was their diet. But then they found out that the diet these people, these were mostly Italian immigrants. The diet that these people had in the community from which they came, Italy, was essentially the same. A diet that consisted of cooking with lard, and where 40+% of their calories came from fatty foods, which is not a diet anybody recommends today. That, so they ruled out that it was diet, because their counterparts in Italy were dying of these heart disease and chronic issues and so forth. They then thought it's genetics. So then they started to look at these people's cousins who lived in other parts of the United States, and found that their cousins were dying of those heart disease and diabetes and all these kinds of things, whereas these people were not. So it wasn't genetic they determined. They also then decided to look at their exercise regime. What it turned out was that lots of these people were obese. They did not live any particularly active lifestyle. They were not doing yoga or anything of these that nature. When they isolated what was the one thing unique to this group of people, do you know what it was? People in there immigrating to the United States eventually carved out a township in the foothills of a mountain, essentially, clustered together. And what was observed about them was three generations lived under the same roof. They regularly had community outdoor meetings. They regularly hung out on their porches talking to each other. They regularly interacted with each other in very sociable ways, that they had a coherence amongst them that reflected a kind of protected happiness in their community, and attribute these people's longevity of life to community. This commitment on their part to a togetherness of happiness that they nurtured by way of their pleasant interactions with each other. And it has kind of revolutionized the understanding of what it takes to live long and live well. But unfortunately, but what we want to say to young graduates, to their parents, and to their guardians, to all of us,
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Basketball is back, baby, and so is NBA League Pass, only with Rev Trio. Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free, along with incredible prizes, including a brand new 50-inch smart TV, NBA gear, and more. With tons of prizes and gear, signing up for Trio is the best on- and off-court move this year. Just call 601-8992 or visit www.rev.bs/promotions/trio. Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free.
You work hard. Shouldn't your money be working hard too? RF Mutual Funds are designed to put your money to work with some of the best performing investment funds in the market and a range of funds to suit your unique needs and risk tolerance. So when you're hard at work, you can be confident your money is too. Put your money to work with RF Mutual Funds. Call us at 603-6000 or visit rfgroup.com to learn more. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know.
Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Since we had some technical difficulty, I'm sorry about that, but I hope I can catch you where we were cut off. But we're talking today about the importance of our young people graduating, recognizing their need to build and contribute to community. And to that extent, we're talking about the importance of community. And so I was making the point that according to unity, this soundness, hardy of life, and well, this particular issue so strongly struck me that I have myself determined that if I can help it, if I can do it, I may not be able to do it for some settlement I'm in or some neighborhood I'm in or some island I'm on, but if I can create my own community of people to nurture the benefit of community, I would do it for myself and my family and those who would want to be a part, because there is, without question, significant benefits from doing so. And so it made me do an exercise. I hope you follow me in this exercise, right? So I said, okay, community is important. And if I can create and build and maintain a community would improve my and the community and wellness, who would I include in that community of the people I now associate myself with? Now, I want you all to listen to me now. Okay, so we're still having some glitches. Okay, let's take a break then, producer. Let's see if we can iron this out, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back
after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding the lives of family, friends, and neighbors. By knowing what action you should take, you can reduce the effects of a hurricane disaster. Get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, essential supplies, and a lot more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help you make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 commercials on Star 106 hits. Contact us today at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 or your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
Basketball is back, baby, and so is NBA League Pass, only with Rev Trio. Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free, along with incredible prizes, including a brand new 50-inch smart TV, NBA gear, and more.
With tons of prizes and gear, signing up for Trio is the best on- and off-court move this year. Just call 601-8992 or visit www.rev.bs/promotions/trio.
Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free.
Proper hand washing is extremely important as we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19. We touch many surfaces throughout the day. It is important to be mindful of where we place our hands as we may be touching contaminated surfaces and making ourselves sick. This is why you are encouraged to not touch your face. You must wash your hands often throughout the day to prevent infecting yourself or someone else. Always wash your hands before eating and after using the restroom. Wash your hands before and after you care for a sick person. Remember to wash for 20 seconds each time with soap and water, scrubbing your hands together and covering all surfaces of the hand. This simple step can save your life. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health, in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
You work hard. Shouldn't your money be working hard too? RF Mutual Funds are designed to put your money to work with some of the best performing investment funds in the market and a range of funds to suit your unique needs and risk tolerance. So when you're hard at work, you can be confident your money is too. Put your money to work with RF Mutual Funds. Call us at 603-6000 or visit rfgroup.com to learn more. RF, money at work.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's see if we get better signals now. So sorry about the technical challenge. Welcome to Z Live. As I said again, you can pursue your further education. You can look for your job to be able to make that money. But the reality is you have to do all of that in the context of work, living in a group situation with other people who are pursuing their interest, and also with other people who, if they do not mind each other's interest, don't mind each other's realities, it could cause a collapse in the society community in a way that actually undermines your personal interest. You know, there is a recognition in the finance community that if a business is not interested in its industry, that the business could actually do something that destroys its own industry. And if it therefore destroys its own industry, it destroys itself. Let me say that again. If you have someone who is in business and whose interest is so self-centered that they are prepared to do immoral, illegal things that even, for instance, poisons the people's trust in that product or service as an industry, they will destroy the industry. Okay, so if hotels don't care how they treat tourists, and they treat them any kinds of ways, then they are going to eventually have lots of people who travel outside the Bahamas to say, Bahamas is a stink place to do to visit, and they're going to spread that word, and it's going to undermine the very industry that they exist in to have a business in. The same thing is true for our societies and our communities. If we have people living in the society and the community who couldn't care less about the rest of the people, only care about themselves, so only do things that help they believe themselves, there is no question that eventually they are going to undermine the very group that they need in order to be able to pursue their noble interests. You go into a marriage and you only think about yourself, you're going to undermine that community called your family. If you are a child in that family and you only think about yourself and don't care, you're going to destabilize that community. The same thing is true about our neighborhoods. The same thing is true about our nation. If we have people in the nation, leadership, others who don't care what happens to the group, only what happens to me and my group, then they are going to undermine the nation. So it is important for our young people to know, to understand, that when they leave high school, yes, my personal interest matters, my education further, my employment further, my entrepreneurship further. But the reality is I also have to be mindful that I should help to build and maintain a strong and good community. So, and the benefits of doing that are very real. We know that from substantial longitudinal research done across the world that says, one particular longitudinal study done by Harvard University says that community, communities and people fare better when they turn to each other as opposed to turn only on themselves and their money-making. You want me to say it again? That the study's result was, a longitudinal study, it's over time, period of time, is that communities fare better, people fare better when they turn to each other in togetherness as opposed to when they turn to themselves and their money alone. And so if we are going to have a better Bahamas, it will not happen unless we build ourselves as a stronger and better community. So bearing in mind the benefits of community to living long and living well, I asked myself, if I was building my own community to help my own life living, who would I choose in my now associations to be in that community? I'm looking at everyone in my circle. I'm looking at my wife. I'm looking at my children. I'm looking at my friends. I'm looking at my neighbors. I'm looking at my associates. And so I'm asking myself the question, right? And so as I'm doing this exercise, I am thinking about the qualities I would want in these people and so forth. And so I started thinking about all these positive qualities. And then I had to stop myself. I stopped myself because I said, Shivaru, you've been unrealistic. What do you mean you've been unrealistic? Listen, as much as I like myself and as much as I might like you, you're imperfect and neither am I. All of us come to this life with positives and negatives, right? We all have qualities that could irritate the heck out of people or can really impress and please people. So you're not going to have in your community, no matter how you try to build it, perfect or ideal people. You're going to have people, good and not so good qualities. Some are going to have maybe on balance more good than bad, and some may have more bad than good, but everybody's going to have a mix of good and bad qualities, right? So my community has to be made up of a mix of people that really are not going to be perfect, including myself. So I said it can't be these personal attributes that really make my community strong. Like, oh, somebody's productive, somebody is smart, somebody's charismatic, somebody is really kind. And then I'm ignoring, yeah, but that person is impatient, or that person is stingy, or that person can be overly aggressive, and so forth. So, but I can't ignore those things as part of the makeup of people, and so I have to accept everybody for the totality of themselves. Now, if that is true, then how do I build a community that is sound and last with these imperfect people like me? And so I concluded in the end that as is required in a marriage, it really happens when people have this one essential quality. This one essential, you want to hear what the essential quality is? Anybody? What would you have for me to include you in my community? What would you have for me to include you in my community? That's the question. Would you have to have money? Absolutely not. Would you have to have brilliance? Absolutely not. I mean, it would be good if you have money and brilliance, but what is that essential quality I need you to have to be in my community? Anybody want to answer? You want to venture? Let me stall a little bit. You could text me on. You could text me on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. I'm sorry, you can call on those numbers. I'm sorry. You can call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What do you have to have? What do you think I require you to have to be in my community, this strong community I'm building so I can live long and live well? What do you think I have to have? I already told you, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect to be in that community. You don't have to at all. Okay, so you can forget that. So you can't tell me you got to be the most decent person in the world and so forth. That's not the essential thing, even though I really, it would be great if you're going to be in my community, you know, this place where I am socializing and interacting and nurturing and enjoying that company and exchange. It'd be nice if you have those things, but that's not the essential quality that I would be looking for. What do you think I'm looking for that would make the real difference to this community? Right? What would make the real difference? Give me a text. Give me a call. If you could figure it out. See if you could figure it out. I give you 2 minutes. Right? Anybody? In my community, and I need it. I really need it. I want it to nurture. This is the thing that I'm hoping that our high school graduates, when they emerge out of high school, transitioning into their adulthood and eventually get into their adulthood, would bring into their adulthood. It's very important, critically important, that they have. And then maybe, now here's what happened. Here's what happened when I thought about this essential quality. I started looking at the people in my life. I mean, I'm talking about the closest people in my life, moving down the line to just associates or so forth. And what I found was once I identified this quality, it was easy for me to say, definitely you, definitely not you, maybe you, but it really helped me to conclude knowing the people I know who would be in my community now. And when y'all see me, if you don't want to get upset with me, don't ask me, would I be in your in your community? You would be able to answer that question for yourself once you know. All right. I don't see nobody answering, so maybe I think you're just waiting for me to say so. So what is this quality that I would, okay, somebody says here, you'll need emotional intelligence and empathy for your community. You know what? That's pretty close. Not my words, but that is pretty close. Because if you have those things, you definitely would have this description that I'm making. So well done. Well done. You'd have to have emotional intelligence and empathy for community. That's excellent. I agree that 100%. Not, again, the way I would phrase it, but clearly, if you have those things, you would definitely be in my community. There's no question you would be in my community. So let me give it to you in my words. What you would have to have is a commitment to the togetherness of the community. A commitment. Now, here's what I mean. You would have to have a commitment that says, I can pursue my self-interest in this community. There's no question about that. You know, I could build my own house the way I want. I could build my family the way I want, etc. But this community that Chivago is building has a set of rules that would define its character and nature and what have you, right? That makes it the community we want to be in. Now, I can pursue my interests as much as I want until my interest and the community's interest
conflict. The only people I want in my community when that happens is a person willing to set aside their personal interest so that the community could sustain. Remember, it's the community that is going to give us this quality of life that allows and enables us to live longer and live well. So we have to have, only when there is conflict between the community's interest and my interest, we have to have a willingness, a commitment to subduing our interest in order for the community's interest to thrive. And we may change the community's interest in time, but we have to change it. You can't just decide it is the interest I say it is, right? We have to agree it, or if it's my community in a sense, since I'm building it, it might well be that I think that maybe you have decided on such a fundamentally conflicting way of behaving that I decide, no, you can't be in it. Now, let me give you some practical examples of this. I had a conversation with a great friend of mine, and we worked through some of this. So you live in a gated community, let's say. That's for the time, say, gated community. Okay, most of us don't, but let's say you live in a gated community. That community has a set of rules. Even non-gated communities with associations have a set of rules. They have rules about the kind of roofing you have to have. They have rules about the kind of color schemes you could have in your house, the kinds of vegetation, the way you keep your lawn, and so forth and so forth. When you volunteered to enter that community, you also volunteered to subscribe to those rules they put in place to maintain the character and quality and value of that community. Now, if you then decide, I'm the hell with all of them. I want my roof to be like this. I'm going to paint my roof pink. Hell with them. Well, now you have a right to your personal interest, but now that interest conflicts with the community's interest, and you are going to change the character of that community with a pink roof. If you decide, I don't care what this community says, I'm going to paint my roof pink, you can't be in my community, because you have demonstrated to me you don't have that essential commitment to togetherness that makes a community thrive and work. You cannot be in my community. Let me give you another example, probably a clearer example. If you're in a chat group, now, if somebody invites you to a chat group, like including your number and your name, and you decide, no, I don't want to be a part of this chat group, and you leave, fine. That's, you have a right to pursue the interests you have. But if you decide to belong to that chat group, and you are speaking in that chat group, now, there could be offensive things in the chat group that make you leave. I could understand that. But if you decide to leave just because you can't have your way, you just, because you get, you have an argument with somebody, you got maybe criticized by somebody, or maybe somebody personally offended you, not the group, but somebody offended you, and nobody else will come and defend you, you decide to exit yourself from the group, you can't be in my community. Because you are showing and demonstrating that insofar as community is concerned, whenever your particular sensibilities and individual interests get offended, that you are prepared to say the hell with this community. Well, if you would do that in a circumstance of merely a chat disagreement, what do you think you can do if the community is really in a crisis situation or has a serious conflict? So the essential quality that is required by me to be in my community is you have to have a commitment to the community's interest, to the togetherness of the community. Now, this is so critical. Commitment is a word many of us do not understand. as well as we should. See, if I have a friend, and I say I'm committed to my friend, you know who I have to be committed to? I have to be committed not to the idea of friendship. Listen to me very carefully. I have to be committed not to the pleasantness and moments of friendship. I can't be committed to the idealness of friendship. I have to be committed to that. And that friend is a person with good and bad qualities. That friend is a person with whom I may have agreements and disagreements. That friend is a person who may offend me on occasion. But my commitment says, despite all of that, when the rubber meets the road and that issue arises, my commitment says, you are my friend. And so I did not like this. I did not agree with that, but I agree with us. And imagine that our young people entering into their adult transition. Imagine we entering or thriving in our adulthood. Have a commitment to community. See, that commitment says, you know, the Bahamas had good and bad qualities. She does have ups and downs. She does do fool and she's do sensible sometimes. Commitment says, despite all that, I am ready, prepared, and willing. This is the most important thing. I'm willing to do my part for her best interest. I am even willing to set aside my own interest in the interest of her. Because if she is well, I am well. If she is well, my prospects are improved. If she is well, we are all better off. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're talking about community today. And encouraging our young people that when you come out of school, to enter into your adulthood, we would love you to be committed to contributing to and building community, which is what the Central Bank of the Bahamas does, our title sponsor today. We'll be back after the news break. If you feel like you've been down the same road,
Boy, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Boy, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Boy, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could, you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Proper hand washing is extremely important as we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19. We touch many surfaces throughout the day. It is important to be mindful of where we place our hands, as we may be touching contaminated surfaces and making ourselves sick. This is why you are encouraged to not touch your face. You must wash your hands often throughout the day to prevent infecting yourself or someone else. Always wash your hands before eating and after using the restroom. Wash your hands before and after you care for a sick person. Remember to wash 20 seconds each time with soap and water, scrubbing your hands together and covering all surfaces of the hand. This simple step can save your life. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been can't down the same road.
Welcome back. Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are hosting. We are now approaching the last two of our shows in a series of shows we've been doing on adult transitioning for high school graduates. Our show today is sponsored by the Central Bank of the Bahamas, title sponsored by the Central Bank of the Bahamas. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about community today. The importance of contributing to and building community. And I have laid the premise that based on research, community life offers us a great deal of benefits in terms of longevity of life and wellness in life and quality of life. I think that there are some people who are living today who, based on their own participation in what would have been a more together, a more whole, more sound community, might fully say that that gave and provided for them more benefits and gains. And I actually believe that this might be worth studying in the Bahamas today. That it may be worth studying the circumstances of various communities in the Bahamas and how the life and quality of life of the individuals in those communities are faring and whether or not it can be traced that that quality of life may be a reflection of the community-ness of that community in which they live. In any event, I think it would be hard to debate, hard to argue against the need to build community. Now, just because you live in a space that's common doesn't make you a community, all right? Because people could live in a community, never interact, never really interact in any meaningful way, never really get to know each other, never connect in ways that I know certainly when I lived in Grand Bahama in my childhood, like, I mean, the neighborhood felt like a family neighborhood, like, mommy could say, go across the road and go across the on the other side of the apartment and ask so-and-so if she have any sugar, flour, rice, etc. And same thing could happen with us and so forth and so forth. And that was like no tingy. That don't happen these days. You cook and you go and share some of what you do. The children playing outside, the neighbors, and you go on to feed the children and boom, everybody sitting down eating, having a meal. I don't know how much community exists in that environment, in our urban scenario. And I'm not criticizing it because things evolve. Spaces evolve. And you can't really, you know, it may have been that communities evolved over time, not because people intended it to evolve that way or knew that there were such benefits, you know. In a very real way, when we were poorer, when we were struggling, our community was almost an essential part of surviving, right? This is how communities or towns or cities actually evolved over time, where when people settled around, say, rivers and what have you, and started domesticating animals and domestic and growing crops, they found that if they were to be protected from others who wanted to take what they had, they needed more people in their village. And the more they had in their village, the more they had to defend themselves. Also, the more they had to be able to till the land, fish, and to be able to do the necessary to protect themselves. And over time, as that happened, people started moving into the community, because the more people came into the community, the more the need was to have people some specialized skills to build huts, to be able to provide certain essentials that people didn't have the time to provide for themselves anymore because they were too busy fishing or farming. And then as more and more people came into the community, they found the need to, we know we have to organize ourselves for some governance, some rules, because otherwise chaos would ensue. And so now you started to have a bit of higher power delegation being taken on mostly by the landlord in the first instances, or then by the king and all that kind of stuff. And so over time, we became larger and larger and larger. And in those circumstances, too, it wasn't unusual for community life in that intimate way to actually start to diminish. And so here we are living that kind of life where these days now, I mean, you cannot really have a meal without everyone sitting at the table on their cell phone. One child is watching a movie. One child is watching YouTube. Another child is looking at TikTok. Maybe the mommy and the daddy looking at TikTok. And so forth. And there is no real interaction. The only commonness that is getting them together is that they all happen to eat at the same time. And so, and I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying this is the nature of the environment that we have evolved into. And one has to wonder whether or not that lack of community-ness is contributing to the high levels of anxiety, both in young people and in adults, and contributing to the disease levels in both young people and adults, and contributing to the lifespan shortened in both young people and adults, and some of the social dysfunctions that we are seeing in families, in neighborhoods, country at large. The evidence seems to support that the more we build community, the better off we are. I'm convinced. You don't listen. You may not be convinced, and that's totally on you. I understand it. No problem. I am convinced that it matters and that it makes a difference. So I have determined that to the extent I can, I want to build community for myself. Like I said, I can't build Nassau as a community. I think it'd be very difficult to do that. Even though I have to say that I do not believe that any leadership, any government of the Bahamas has ever crystal clearly had that as an aim and objective. So we don't even know if it's possible, because we have not really ever tried. Now, we've done things like neighborhood this and the urban renewal that, and they were noble efforts at helping communities. But there's something to be said about that, too. The aim of almost every social program, including the ones that government put on and the private sector puts on, the aim of every social program is to be helpful to people. Is to be helpful. But there was a TED talk I listened to where a researcher was saying, people need help and we need to give people help. But sometimes our help actually undermines the very thing we are trying to do for people. Because he said, oftentimes our help to people comes from this top-down perspective that says you or your community are deficient. Y'all are not enough. Something's wrong with y'all, and I and my people are swooping in. Even the researchers, mind you, even the charities, even the social programs, we are swooping in to rescue you from yourselves. he says, and what happens in that way is we bring an undignified approach to the community that then undermines the community to the extent that one author says, when we do change to people, it feels to them like violence. But when people do change to themselves, it feels to them like progress. When we do change to people, it feels to them like violence. But when people do change to themselves, it feels to them like progress. And so the point being that maybe if we went into the communities, maybe we went into Grantstown and Baintown and went into our rural communities and we asked the question, what are you doing well? What have you achieved? What is strong in your community? What are the things you think are required to help your community, for you to help yourself to be able to grow and develop more and prove yourself? If we did it that way, the suggestion is maybe we get a more dignified approach and we probably may even get a more transformative result from doing it that way. Because now the community's strength is at the center and not its deficiency. And you and I both know that we oftentimes approach subject matters from that deficiency point of view, right? Even as I talk, I can say that my own perspective on what I'm talking about today is a slant in the direction of our deficiency. When in point of fact, maybe there are lots of ways in which community in the Bahamas actually exists. As any number of people talk about the family island life that they enjoy, maybe the village life in Adelaide and so forth. And maybe in them are the samples of what we can do in places where maybe it isn't being done as well. We know that, I know when I first ran for parliament, I was invited into a community association in Papaltrot. They were a community association. They looked out for their environment and for each other. And so it isn't true to say there's no such collective effort that's being made, because they were, in fact, an example of that effort. And so the idea is, approach it from the point of view that people are in fact capable of and may in fact be trying to help themselves, and maybe they just require some resources to help them do what they are and have been doing. So the idea today is that our young people in coming out of high school and us need to value the concept of community and participate in the building of community, even if it's their own. And that there are some things that's necessary in that regard. I talked about one of the most fundamental things in that regard, which for me is a commitment to the notion of community, right? And as I said again, I now have a certain clarity about who I'm prepared to include in my community. The people I believe would be useful in my community. And they are people who are prepared to set aside their personal interests for the community's interest when those two conflict. Producer, we're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to Z Live.
The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Sourdough King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You work hard. Shouldn't your money be working hard too? RF Mutual Funds are designed to put your money to work with some of the best performing investment funds in the market and a range of funds to suit your unique needs and risk tolerance. So when you're hard at work, you can be confident your money is too. Put your money to work with RF Mutual Funds. Call us at 603-6000 or visit rfgroup.com to learn more. RF, money at work.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool to know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Meet Jackie. Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I wanted to come back to tell you, I don't feel unwell. I don't know what's going on, but I am clearly losing my voice. and I know that I'm not going to make it to the end of the show for sure, because the strain is significant. I am going to, for the sake of you and me, have to wind up my own participation on the show at the for the moment, and I apologize to you for that. But it clearly is something is not happening with my voice. And so I wish you well. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host. Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow.
Face my demon, I'm manning up. I'ma hold my ground, I'm fading up. Now I'm so fed up, time to put my life back.